Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense. Stay tuned to find out why Chicago's top realtors are choosing Dan Frio.
Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. I, of course, am Dan Frio. I'd love for you to reach out to me. You can reach me on the phone, 630-338-1160, on the web at 1160mortgage.com, or shoot me an email at dan.frio@gmail.com. Today, we are going to talk about closing costs. How much should it cost you to get a mortgage? And I just thought of this too. The 1% rule, people say, you know what, if I'll refinance, but I have to save 1% on my rate before I do so. So I'm going to talk about that in the second segment. I just thought of that second segment. So when you're buying a house, we ended yesterday by saying when you're buying a house, you need your down payment. So you're buying a $100,000 home. You're like, Dan's awesome. We're getting qualified with the 3.5% down payment program. So I need $3,500. I have $3,600. I am good to go.
No.
Exactly. So, George, what was your, don't say the cause, you don't have to say the mortgage company you used and all that, because this was way before I knew him. I don't want to put anybody on a bubble. Fair enough. And as you're talking, I'm going to take some notes. There's some keywords that I'm probably going to look for you to say. And then when you say them, I'm going to put a check mark on this page that I'm keeping track of to see if you say those. And you probably might say those if our conversation goes long enough.
Okay.
So closing costs, go over what you think or what. Okay. So you're buying $100,000 home.
I can tell you what we bought.
Okay.
I mean, we bought a $128,000 home.
Okay.
Needed some work. And it has appreciated nicely, but.
Awesome. So our, it does our down payment. In Illinois.
We'll leave it at that. When you buy something that has room to appreciate, yes.
Yep, got it.
Okay. When you're, buying a $8 million mansion that was built in 1992 and now it's worth $4 billion, no.
Yeah, got it.
We had a $128,000 house. We 5% down.
Okay.
We had $3,200, I think, in closing cost credit or closing credit from the seller. Okay. I believe our cost to the mortgage company was somewhere around $1,900.
Okay.
I could be wrong on that. It has been years. We had $1,500 in earnest money that we had put down beforehand, so that was part of the 5%. I'm sure there were title fees, stuff like that. I couldn't tell you what they were.
Okay. So what to you...
What? All in, we were at around 9,000 interest, or including closing costs and the down payment and everything.
So how much here? Let me do. What's the math? You're the math wizard. 5%, 128. Here, hold on. Let me grab my calculator, guys. We're doing this on a whim. So 128.
That's how we prefer to do radio.
Times 5% equals $6,400. So you got $6,400 as your down payment.
Yeah,
but you had $1,500. Okay, we'll leave it at that. So, okay. So the mortgage, let's break it down.
Yeah.
The mortgage company fees of $1,900. That
was somewhere around there, I think. I couldn't be exactly sure.
That's fine. It was.
And that was comparable to, we had shopped a little bit.
Okay.
That was comparable to what we were going to get in other places.
Got it. So I don't want to ask this question. I'm trying to set you up for something.
Oh, just ask it.
No, so of that, how much money out of pocket did you pay of that $1,900? Does that make sense or no?
Well, I think, I honestly don't really know how you would how to answer that because we had the closing cost credit, and I know that we had. Not as much as we had expected at closing. So the closing cost credit that we were receiving from the seller was more than our closing costs.
Got it. That makes sense. Makes sense. Okay. Here's kind of the buzzwords. So let's add these numbers up.
Sure.
You had $9,000 in cost that you paid.
Roughly, yeah. You had down payment and everything.
$3,500 in credits.
$3,200. Yeah.
Okay. $3,200. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're good.
It cost you then $12,200.
Basically.
Of which the 5% piece is $6,400.
Yeah, because what people don't realize, if you're getting closing cost credit from the seller, that's still money that you're paying.
Right.
Yeah, it's in your mortgage. You're paying for that money in your mortgage.
It would have been there if you would have had to pay $12,200. That was the cost.
Correct.
The seller then gave you a credit to cover some of those costs.
Yes.
But it was $12,200 is what truly...
But it's still money that you're paying because it's part of your mortgage. Yes. It's part of the amount you're paying for the house.
They increased the purchase price or whatever.
Correct.
So you needed $6,400 as your down payment.
Yes.
And the total of everything came to $12,200.
Okay. That's probably about right.
Yeah. I'm going to throw this in there. I'm going to round some numbers. So in essence, it was $6,000 extra that you needed or you would have needed to buy
the
house.
Without credits and everything. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. If I had shown up with just cash, straight deal, I say, okay, here's mortgage for $125,000, 5% down. Here's my money. Let's close the deal. Yes.
Got it. Okay. Yep. So I hope everybody gets this. He bought a $128,000 home. All his closing costs, down payment, and everything came to $12,000. I'm going to round it to
$12,000.
Yep. Okay.
Probably 11.5. Yeah. 12.
Of the $12,000, we know you needed the 5% down.
Of course.
And again, I'm going to round these numbers just to make it simple.
Yeah.
So you needed the $6,000. That was your down payment.
Yep.
So there's another $6,000 there that... Those are costs. You brought in 12. You needed only 6 for your down payment, so there was $6,000 in other costs.
Yeah.
Those other costs are mortgage fees, legal fees, which is the title piece of things.
The lawyer gets paid. The title company gets paid.
So here's what I'm going to help you with. The goal of this show now is how are we going to get you into that house with only the $6,000 you needed as your down payment. Okay? That's our goal here.
Yeah.
So how we're going to do this, all right? Getting a mortgage through me, the only cost that you normally have in probably 99% of the cases is the appraisal. And you pay that at the time the appraisal takes place.
Yeah.
In average,
sometimes the survey, but that's usually the seller.
Yep. In average, that's $450.
Yep.
Okay. So now your title fees, your piece of title fees should come to $4,000. Should. Okay. And we help you review all this stuff.
Yeah.
And I have no problem talking to the attorneys saying, you know what? This client's getting hosed. And you do not have to. I don't know if you knew this. You do not have to go with the seller's attorney's title company.
Of course.
Most people don't know that. They're like, the seller handles it. That's the cleanest way to do it. It's the smoothest way to do it.
Yeah, we actually went with our attorney's preferred title company.
Okay, perfect. So your cost for the mortgage piece is $450, and you're going to have $4,000 in title fees. Okay, here's what we're going to do. In most cases, I can get you what is called a lender credit. Okay, and I'll explain all this in detail. In most cases, I'll probably get you about 0.5% in credits back from the lender that we end up going through. So in your case, $128,000, I would have gotten a $640 credit for you. Okay, you get a $640 credit. Think of that as a rebate check.
Yeah,
you apply that to your $450 appraisal. I'm going to round it. It brings it to zero.
Yeah.
Okay. So now you have $4,000 in title fees. Well, we're going to monitor and make sure you're not getting hosed on your title fees. And $4,000 should be pretty good, pretty accurate.
Yeah.
We're going to go and we're going to ask that your seller to contribute to us a 3% what they call seller credit or seller concession. And it happens in almost every transaction that we do, believe it or not. So that you bought the house for $128,000. The 3% seller concession was, or credit was, $3,840. Pretty close to what they gave you anyways.
They gave you $3,500. We came to the understanding they wanted $125,000. We had hit them low.
Okay.
I think we said 120 even or something, and they said, well, we want 125. And I said, okay, well, in order to do 125, and there's these certain amount of repairs, I figured out that I was going to need a certain amount of cash left over after we closed. And that's why we asked for the $3,200 credit.
Got it.
Was just so that we didn't have to use almost all of our cash to close the loan, because then I would have been sitting out in the wind, not able to fix up the things I needed to fix up.
Most people don't get that, even if it didn't need repairs.
Right.
You probably want curtains.
Yeah.
You probably need some dishes,
correct,
silverware, you know, a throw rug here and there. You're going to need some monies.
Yeah, I literally, in our situation, I lived at the house just on an air mattress with a little portable DVD player for entertainment for 5 weeks.
Sweet.
Fixing the place.
Sweet.
Before we moved in.
So we get back to, we have the 3% seller credit coming back to you. Think of that seller credit as a rebate check.
It's a loan to yourself.
Well, I reference it as a rebate check to pay that cost.
Right.
So in your case, our title costs are $4,000. We're getting a $3,840 rebate check from the seller. Basically covers that $4,000. So we have no mortgage fees. We just got your title fees paid by the seller. All you need was the 5% down that you would have needed otherwise.
Right.
So in the next segment, we're going to kind of extrapolate some of this, how we're going to dig down into, because you might say, Dan, no, this doesn't work. I'm going to show you it does work. So stay tuned. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Welcome back to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio, and we probably have you thoroughly confused. So let me explain what I'm trying to do. Okay, I have many, many, many clients call me and say, Dan, I'm going to throw an example out at you. Dan, I have $5,000 in the bank. Okay, I want to buy a $100,000 home. I'm using these numbers just because they're round numbers.
Yeah, easy to work with.
I come back to you and say, you know what? I can get you into a phenomenal program with 5% down. Okay? So you have it. You got the 5% down. Now, what I'm trying to explain to you is there's probably another $4,000 in costs, in fees, costs, other things that need to take place for you to buy the home. So what I'm trying to do is wiggle this thing around to get you into that house with that $5,000 you have. You don't have the $5,000 plus the $4,000 in costs. You don't have $9,000. So the gist here is, well, I don't have $9,000. I can't buy.
Yeah.
Wrong. What I'm trying to do is kind of manipulate this system, and there's nothing illegal. There's nothing wrong. There's nothing. What we're going to do is play around with some monies to get you into this house for the $5,000 that you have.
Right.
So here, let me go this way. Here might be another way. Maybe this might make sense. George, you're buying my house.
Okay.
I know, as the seller, I want $100,000 for this thing.
Okay.
I'm not taking a penny less than $100,000.
All right.
You have the $5,000, and the program you're approved for is the 5% down program.
Yeah.
Okay. So we need 5%. We need the $5,000
for $100,000. Yep.
Right. Okay. So, but however, you don't have the extra $4,000 in closing costs.
I am SOL.
There's nothing. You're not buying a house.
Right.
Take that back.
Yeah.
You're going to come to me. Your realtor is going to come to me, and Dan Frio is going to talk to your realtor.
There are ways to work this.
And we're going to say, you know what? How about we do this? How about we give you $104,000? For your home,
yep.
Dan, phenomenal. I'll take it.
Yeah.
But
$4,000 closing cost credit.
We want $4,000 back from you at the closing, basically as a rebate check to apply toward the title fees.
Yep.
Let me think about this.
You're making the same money.
You're giving me $104,000. I'm giving you $4,000 in a rebate check back at closing. I'm going, leaving me $100,000. I wanted $100,000. Okay, I'll take it. So we just in essence, financed or had the seller increase, put it into his side of the ledger, the monies that we're using for the title fees. Then he's going to move that over to our side of the ledger with a rebate check and say, here, title company, here's a rebate check to cover all of George's closing costs. So now his closing costs are zero. Dan's mortgage for us was, I only paid for an appraisal, but I'm getting a credit back for that to cover that. So the mortgage piece of the equation is zero. So I need now, the only thing left over is my 5% that I need down. I have the 5%. Heck, I'm golden. Let's close. That's what I'm getting at. The whole gist of this is we can go through, you know, I can break down number after number and completely confuse you. I think like we did in the first part.
Probably did.
But basically, what I wanted to say is if you have enough for your down payment, don't worry about the closing costs right now. I can help you. If you don't have enough for a down payment, please let me know because I'll walk you through one of the 6 grant programs to see if any of those work for you. So that's the whole gist of this show. How do we get you into a house with the least amount of money down needed? And there's a lot of ways to skin this cat and a lot of ways people don't know or don't understand. That clarify things a little bit more, maybe?
Yeah, and I think there's a lot of value in people realizing that it's going to cost more than they thought. It's better to be surprised by that 8 months ahead of time rather than, you know, 8 days before you're supposed to close or, you know, even a couple weeks before you're supposed to close. You really need to know, you know, the bad news early.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense.
You might get into, yours was a rehab house. You might get into
Have been moved into.
Yeah.
But you
knew going in.
I spent a couple decades as a contractor, and I have standards.
But even if you walked into that $1 million home that's absolutely picture perfect,
right?
There's things you want to do.
There's going to be quite a few things. You're going to want to paint some things. You might have some different flooring ideas. There might be.
I'm going to throw this out as a curveball to everybody.
Yeah.
I offer jumbo mortgages, believe it or not.
Yeah.
And in most cases, I beat the banks. Let me go over one segment. And when you went through the mortgage piece of things years ago, that mortgage company, I'm not bashing them. And every, you know.
Sure.
Most mortgage companies are going to charge you.
And they're friends.
Yep. And they're going to charge you. Okay.
Yeah.
But by making a few phone calls, you know the guy, you trust him, it was probably to you money well spent.
Yes.
However, do you know that person that you called for the rocket ship? Do you really know?
Is there a person behind the rocket ship?
There is. Yeah, I won't go there. Do you know that person that you called that owns the stadium downtown? Do you know that person?
Yeah.
Do you know the person who owns the other arena or the other race car or whatever? Do you know that person? Is it a friend of yours you know and trust with your life? Probably not.
No.
Okay.
Chances are no.
So why would you want to pay a fee? There's that cell phone commercial. How much would you pay something if it was free? Nothing is free. Exactly. So why would you pay somebody at a mortgage company $2,000 to $3,000 to $4,000 to do a mortgage for you if you could get a mortgage for free?
It's a good question.
How what do I do? What do I do that's different than these companies? One, I'm a broker. I've been a broker for 30 years. I've been on AM 1160 for I think 13, 14 years. I don't charge you a fee on your side of the ledger. You're not going to see. You're cutting Dan Frio a check. I don't charge you that. We don't charge you an underwriting fee for $1,000. We don't charge you a processing fee for $1,500. We don't charge you an admin fee for $500. We don't charge. Our side of the ledger, you'll see, basically, what I charge you, zero. Oh, I take that back. I charge you for your credit report fee.
Yeah,
and it's about,
fair enough.
It might be $55.
And it costs you money.
I don't make a penny on that.
Right.
I can't make a penny on that. It's illegal.
That's true.
Okay. That's all.
That's one thing that blew my mind in the whole process.
What was that?
And I absolutely guarantee the guys who put my mortgage together lost money because we went through so much. Dude, we went through so much. We had 4 failed deals. there was entire continents that were deforested in the process of going back and forth and faxing back. I mean, there is no way they made a profit on my loan, but they never for 1 second stopped saying, you know, and that's the same thing with you. Right. And if it hadn't been, honestly, it probably would have been a different story.
Exactly. Yes, but it would have been. It would have been.
That,
I guarantee you.
That is what you do for everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's, honestly, you'll work with me personally.
Yeah.
And, I guess we'll name this second segment, you know, why me? I'll put it that way. Why me? The first thing I would say is, I'm a huge sponsor of AM1160, Hope for Your Life Radio. Been for years. I can't tell you how much in monies I spent, but it's probably over $1 million in advertising. So I would hope, or at least ask you to please at least give me a shot. Not after you've called five other places. I'll just be blunt. You know, please call me and then you can call the other five places and I won't change my tune. I'll give you the best shot right out of the gate. And it's not I don't play the car dealership where it's like, oh, you know, they give you that. Oh, you know, I'll reduce my fee from that. Oh, they're doing that. You know, I'll reduce it again. I don't play that game. I give you the best shot right out front. And I guarantee you 99% of the time, I'm going to beat every other quote you got. So that's what I do. How do I make money? And you said about your friend, you know, they probably didn't make money. When you add in the time, We all don't get, well, I don't get paid. I get paid when that loan closes.
And
I don't have a salary. I don't have you know, anything. I don't have benefits, all that stuff.
That's what blew my mind.
If you go to the other companies, that person is getting a salary. They're getting bonuses. They're getting commissions. They're getting benefits. They're getting perks. They're getting all this other stuff.
Right.
I don't. And you're not paying for that. How I make money is volume. We make money on the volume of business we do. Rates are set, and I deal with probably over 20 different wholesale lenders, and the prices are, or rates are set. So my job is to scan all those systems and find you the best rate with no fees. Okay, they pay me based on volume. It's not affecting your rate, so it's paid on volume. So they made money when they did your loan on your loan amount. However, it might have taken them 50, 100 hours to do that. And when you break it out to what they would have made hourly, did it make sense?
$2.
Yeah. No.
No.
But that's part of what we do.
And some closings are probably pretty easy and some are not.
Yeah. So that's, you know, basically that's how I do things. And that's, I've been doing it for years and years and years. I love doing it. What I try to pride myself on is I listen to everybody. You know, I listen and try to find a solution for you. Even if I can't personally help you with a mortgage, you might be, I mentioned this, I was on with Ian and Brian the other day and they said, you know, it's kind of, you know, I made a comment saying, you know, if the loan doesn't make sense to you, I'm not doing it. And I'm letting you know why I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
Other places are just going to churn and burn you to make a paycheck. I promise you, I won't do that. And, you know, I'll shop you and do everything I can to get you the best rate, no fees, and the best program to fit you into. And I'll talk your ear off. So I hope you liked today's show. If you did, please give us a call. Let us know. 630-338-1160. Reach out to us on the web at 1160mortgage.com or give me an email and just say, hey, let me know how you think I'm doing at Dan, Dan.Frio, F-R-I-O, at gmail.com. God bless.
You've been listening to The Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as step to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense.